Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Fourth and final hour on this Friday afternoon. Darren Donica Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Pick six just around the corner. But first, we get you in the right mindset before pick six. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. He's going to try to steer you in the right direction this weekend. Lee, how you doing?
Great. Can't complain. When you're winning, it's fun.
Winning is fun. I say that to our baseball team all the time. Winning is fun, guys.
Yep.
It's a good thing. Well, let's keep the winning ways going, and let's start with some SEC football. It's actually a lighter schedule in the SEC this week, but a bigger schedule, the biggest schedule we've seen so far in college football with the Big Ten coming back. But let's start with LSU, who certainly had their struggles on defense. An intriguing game with LSU, a little shuffle at quarterback, taking on the Gamecocks from South Carolina.
So I don't know if LSU is going to be able to pull out of this slide right now. The reason is they're making a change at quarterback because of injury. Miles Brennan's not going to start. And he wasn't great, but he was still 20th in pass efficiency. And their defense, I don't know if you can fix it. I've never seen a defense for LSU so bad. They're ranked 70th out of 77. So this South Carolina team, most seasons, they're down 16-7 like they were to Auburn. They fold. I mean, they'll keep throwing interceptions and don't stick to the game plan, but not this year. Gamecocks here, 12-3 as a road dog. Wrong team's favorite, guys. South Carolina, 30-28 here. Upset
Whoa.
City.
Whoa. Yep. Okay.
Hello.
Yep.
Good thing Coach O's got a national championship last year because things would be getting hot down in Baton Rouge. Yep. All right. Speaking of things being hot, down on the plains at Auburn, they lose this game against Ole Miss. Gus Malzahn, I know he's got a huge buyout, but it will get very, very uncomfortable down there. Auburn, a slight favorite against the Rebels, who can score at will with Lane Train at the helm, but they have trouble stopping people, Lee.
They do. They've given up between 33 and 63 points in four games. Tackling is optional. You know, Auburn, even though they lost last week, they outstatted South Carolina 504-316. It was the -2 turnovers that greased the skids here. I love the receivers, William Stoven, Schwartz here. Sometimes that cream rises to the top. Auburn, War Eagle, 42-35 over Ole Miss.
Very interesting. All right, we're talking to Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Let's stay in the SEC, and let's look at Alabama, a 3-touchdown favorite against Tennessee.
Yeah, and here's the problem for Tennessee. They've got a quarterback, Jared Garitano, who's got the yipes. I mean, he's releasing the ball too late. How do you get out of a funk like that? You don't do it against Alabama, whose defense got their mojo back. They're getting pressure on the quarterback. They stopped the run of Georgia in the second half. They didn't have breaks in coverage like they had in the first couple games. Mac Jones, I mean, after that tipped pass interception to start the game, threw for 417 yards and 4 touchdowns. His two receivers, Devonta Smith and Jalen Waddle, combined for 328 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns. They're almost unguardable. I like Alabama. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it, 48-21.
All right,
like
lay it if you want to play it. All right, let's move on to the NFL. You've got New England, who's been bit by the COVID bug a little bit, trying to work through it, has not been as dominant as they were hoping to be. And then you got San Francisco, who's been a little bit up and down. New England is a 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah, New England, it was a bad situation. That's what usually happens after you've had players with COVID. You play like Cam Newton, not like Tennessee the Tuesday before where they played out of their minds. Just couldn't hit open receivers, and now you get to play a team traveling cross-country who's coming off a big game. I think it's the right time. The public's playing San Francisco. They're on the right side, wrong side here. I like New England. I think they win this game here 27-17.
We're talking to Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. My man on a 10-2 run last week. Things are heating up for you.
Yeah, we we put out a 7-for-77 promotion last week. We went 7-0 on the phone service clients. They went 10-2. We had some games late. You know, we see some things based on weather, COVID situations, matchups, and if they want to hop on board, two ways they can get involved this week. We have a 9-for-97, nine games combined Saturday and Sunday, 5 on Saturday, 4 on Sunday, $97. It's an instant download, and you get the ratings from 10 to 50 units. And you don't have to call me back on Saturday or Sunday to get the games. You're ready to go. Or you can get on top. We call it not November. We call it Dovember.
I love it.
It's 6 weeks of action, just $347. You can find it all at ParamountSports.com.
800-400-9741 is the number. So let's talk about the game on Sunday that everybody seems to be discussing, not only in our market, but the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Tennessee Titans. Now, you have this one, Pittsburgh minus 1.5. I know there's been some movement with that line.
Yeah, there has. Now, Tennessee is the favorite. They're favored by a point. So it's been a swing around here. So a couple weeks ago, and the big play for me last week was Pittsburgh for my clients. We went 35 units on Pittsburgh over Cleveland. A couple weeks ago, Pittsburgh would be the call here. But now with Tennessee getting healthy and getting, you know, a pretty much a choppy performance last week out of their system, Pittsburgh was ready to go last week. They played their A game against Cleveland. They wanted to keep down little brother Cleveland, and they always get up for Baltimore. But now they got to face Tennessee with A.J. Brown healthy, Jonu Smith emerging as a tight end for us, Ryan Tannehill red hot. I never go against hot quarterbacks. Tannehill, 40 touchdowns. Just 7 interceptions the last 15 games. And how do you beat Pittsburgh? You run it right up the gut. You don't run east and west. You go north and south. Derrick Henry is that kind of runner. And without Bush at middle linebacker, maybe one of the most underrated players in the NFL. Big problems for Pittsburgh. Tennessee stays unbeaten, guys. Tennessee 31, Pittsburgh 23.
Oh, I like that. And yep. That would be three straight wins against the spread, too, after starting 0-3 against the spread. Now, your game of the week for people to call is Tampa Bay minus 3 against the Raiders.
Yeah, they want to get this game. Just call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers get it for free. 800-400-9741. Like I said, you want to hop on board. Don't wait. We've won 6 of 7 weeks. All my plays are documented. Go to ParamountSports.com. Where it says recent results, you can see every play I've given my clients going back 5 years. No one in the country has won 6 of 7 weeks. We're now over 65% the last month. How do you get it? ParamountSports.com.
Lee, people are picking up the phone right now and dialing. Those phones right, better be blowing up. Thanks for doing this. As always, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Stay safe, guys.
All right, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. He's on fire. Says the Titans are going to get it done. Do you believe him? Well, you're going to get a chance to weigh in on our pick six, because that is next!
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.